Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial and Mexicali and San Luis and McCain and whatever other valleys you can hear us in. The land of valleys. My name is Scott Dudley, and I'm your host this morning. Maria is in the closet somewhere, and so you're riding alone with me today. And hope you have a great show. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're enjoying the clouds. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs, as my 8-year-old pointed out this morning. This is the first cloudy day since we've seen the movie, so watch out. It's going to be raining spaghetti. 337-8874 is the phone number. Let's Talk About It again is the show. And I'm again Scott Dudley, your host. And I have a guest today, and he is joining us by phone. His name is David Lukoff. He is a psychologist, and he is heading up something called the Spiritual Competency Resource Center. And what we're going to talk today about is mental health and spirituality, which you can cover that in an hour, huh? Good morning, David. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you actually come back from Europe, or did you decide it was so much fun you stayed?
No, I am back here. I live in Petaluma, just a little bit north of San Francisco, and it's just a wonderful place to be. I always love coming back as much as I like to travel. So,
well, let's kind of, I guess, jump in with both feet. What mental health and spirituality, or the spiritual components of mental health, maybe even, have really been a centerpiece of your life's study and work. Is that close enough?
It has been the focus of my professional and career, yes, absolutely.
And you have a dare I say, very unique, certainly not exceptionally unique, it's not an only story, but a unique kind of story of how you ended up deciding that that was really, really important to kind of show more learning and to bring into the field of mental health, the discussions of spirituality. Can we start there? How were your early 20s?
Well, I'll share that experience because it was what led me on this path. And I'll preface it by saying that now that I've been sharing it and out in the world more, and it has been over 8 years since this experience occurred, I have found many other people who have had very similar experiences. In fact, Friday and Saturday of this week, I'm going to be together with a group of consumers of mental health services, in a working conference to try to come up with a consensus statement about how, what are the best ways to integrate intense spiritual experiences, because in fact, many people have had similar experiences to the one I'll share, and have also had problematic journeys as in the process of integrating them into mainstream culture. So my experience, it was the 1960s when this happened, although I'm saying that in a cultural sense because the actual year was 1971, but what we call the 60s was probably 1965 to maybe 1973.
The 60s were so good it took 2 years for them to wear off.
Yeah, a little late to start. People overslept, I guess, but then I was a graduate student in anthropology at Harvard, and I was 23 years old and had just gotten my master's degree, and I had what I would term now as a kind of existential crisis, or maybe a late kind of identity crisis, in that I was living with a woman, and we were starting to talk about getting married and such, and I was about to start work on my PhD, which would have really set my career in concrete, and I just kind of freaked out. I just kind of had this overwhelming sense that I didn't really on any deep level know who I was. Here I was. I had really spent my entire life in school. I'd gone straight from high school to college to graduate school. Even most of my summers, I had worked in research centers or laboratories. And so I lived, in a way, a very sheltered life. And I had that deep sense. And I ended up rather precipitously, to my parents' dismay, dropping out of Harvard and starting to hitchhike around the country. And it was a very hospitable time to do that. I certainly would not want my kids to be doing that now. But in those days, it was almost like there was a highway of hippies, you know. I grew my hair long, and so some people would just honk and give me the finger, and other people would immediately stop and pick me up, and we'd have a great time going wherever it was I was going. And I was learning a lot about the world, and spent some time in Mexico, and spent some time in Canada, and ended up in San Francisco.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.